5:30 in the morning and I'm at the gym drowning in sweat. I have a lot of friends who could use an hour or two in this treadmill. So why am I the only one here?
The thing is, like, I've been trying to go on a diet lately, seriously, and I've been trying to do some exercise, but I can't do it.
My friend Izzy has something in common with a lot of African-American girls in my gym class at school.
I'm over 100 pounds overweight. No bull. I'm fat.
Okay. Izzy's weight may be unusually high, but according to the American Obesity Association, 46% of black teenage girls are overweight or obese. That's compared to 30% of teenagers in general. But the thing is, they don't really seem to care.
I actually have a shape, so it's something I can work with.
That's my friend Ashley. She calls it having a shape. Other people in my school describe it as being curvy or thick or even bootylicious. And then there's my friend Robert.
She got a badonkadonk.
Can you define badonkadonk for me?
Dunk-a-dunk, you know. You ever seen a marshmallow?
Dr. Kathy Woodward is an adolescent medicine specialist at Children's National Medical Center. She says there's a reason African-American girls are this way.
What was an evolutionary advantage in Africa in terms of having a better metabolic rate to be able to take less calories, turn them into fat for storage, you were more likely to be able to survive. And certainly as a woman, more likely to be able to survive childbirth.
She says today, as in years past, many black women are still ample. And that in itself is not a bad thing.
I'm very proud that people have a positive self-image of themselves no matter what size they are. The problem, though, is health.
It's no secret that being overweight raises your blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and your chances of getting diabetes. Being obese does all that and puts you at a greater risk for heart disease, stroke, and cancer. The problem is, when you're 16, you're not that concerned with the future. And getting in shape's not easy.
I mean, you know how hard it is to stay that way and being fit and healthy? I just like to eat candy and kick back, you know.
Dr. Woodward understands my friend Valerie's sorrow. She used to think exercise was a pain too.
Being a little fat kid in elementary school, the PE teacher was not the person I wanted to see all the time. We've got to figure out how do we change that so that exercise becomes a positive thing and not something that you go, oh, PE.
She says the answer is to reintroduce the idea of play, especially for kids in 4th through 9th grade when it stops being cool to run around like maniacs on the playground. But team sports haven't kicked in yet. Still, that doesn't answer the question of what we, as teenage girls, are supposed to do with guys like Robert. Remember Mr. Badunkadunk? I interviewed Dr. Garth Graham at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, where they've started a campaign to reduce obesity among African Americans. I decided to ask him, as a guy, what he thought. But, you know, as teenage women, when a guy wants voluptuous curves and, you know, a voluptuous body.
Well, voluptuous is not bad. But health is the primary goal. Whichever man is attracted to us should be attracted to us, for we have an inside as well as the outside.
Hear that, everybody? A little after school special, maybe, but we gotta make sure that these curves aren't stationary. Anyone up for a game of tag? Sure beats this treadmill. For WAMU's Youth Voices, I'm Jennifer Rowe.